subject. Does thirst always win? Hello, Stephen Shirley. I'm a 31-year-old woman that is college educated. I have a good job and I am gorgeous, I might add. I've never been married and I have no kids. So here's my dilemma. One of my married friends and her husband invited me to a fight party at their single friend's house. When I got there, I ended up flocking to the host of the party because he was more my age. All of the other guys there were at least 10 years older than me. We had cool conversation and we vibed, but I wasn't attracted to him. After the fight party, my friend, her husband, the guy, and I went out to eat. A few weeks later, he invited me to another party, and this time there were nothing but fine men there that were my age. At the beginning of the party, he made little comments that led me to believe that he was kinda into me, and I brushed it off. As I mingled, I ended up meeting one of his friends. I was attracted to him right off, and he was fine. By the end of the night, with the help of some liquid courage, we ended up making out. That guy That guy called me the next day, and we had a great conversation. Then I called him later, and he didn't answer. Days went by, and nothing from him. This dating thing is so frustrating because I never know what I should do or say or how far I should go. I haven't met anyone in a long time that met all the requirements. He is 34, never been married, no kids, and has a great career. I don't know if he feels different because his friend might like me or if he's just not that into me. I'm an old-fashioned girl. I don't know if I should take the initiative in 2012
really?
Or just mind my business if he's not trying to make the effort. I always hear the phrase, thirst always wins, so I need your advice. I am ready for love, and it's been 4 years since I've been in a good relationship. Please help. Well, okay, old-fashioned girl. You may think you're ready for love, but your actions really prove otherwise now, don't they? What are you doing making out with some random guy? And what is making out? What is that? Are you kissing?
Kissing hard.
Are you filling up? What are you doing? What are you doing? Okay, making out, as you call it. Some random guy you just met for
some random dude.
Yeah, you just met for the first time at a party of another guy that you know is into you. What are you doing? Don't play yourself like that. Please do not play yourself like that. If you want love, which is what you say in your letter, you want something meaningful, then you gotta carry yourself with some sort of respect and some sort of dignity, okay? And then, you know, you can meet the guy that you want to meet. Doing it the way you do it, making out like that, that's not gonna get you what you want, okay? Anyway, at least if you carry yourself with self-respect, you can get respect in return, and maybe you'll get a return phone call from this guy you haven't heard from after making out with him, all right? Steve?
Come on,
here
boy.
We go.
I only got a minute and a half. So I'm going to say the best part for when we come back. Here's what killed me about all these letters. I'm a 31-year-old woman. See, first they try to make you think ain't nothing wrong with it.
Come on.
This always, I'm a 31-year-old, college educated, a good job, and I am gorgeous, I might add. Really? How come everybody that write an ignorant-ass letter is always educated?
Right.
Always got multiple damn degrees.
That's okay. Right.
But as we read the letter, we find out you're stupid. And then, I am gorgeous. That's what you say. See, I know a lot of fine women in and out that don't act the way you did. When I got there, I ended up flocking to the host of the party because he was more my age. Really. All the other guys was 10 years older than me.
Yeah, she's 31.
He had a cool conversation and we vibe, but I wasn't attracted to him. After the fight party, my friend, her husband, and the guy and I went out to eat. See right there, if you ain't attracted to him, what is you going out to eat with his ass for? See, right there is where the stupidity starts. If you ain't feeling the man, quit taking his money, eating dinner with him, because he going to want something. You already know this, but you're so damn dedicated to getting some free food. Now you involved with this idiot-ass man because you want a damn sandwich. That's what this really about right here. You could have kept your hungry ass at the house.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.